Grace, mercy, and peace be on you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have heard it said that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And yet I have watched Cesar Millan, a dog whisperer, do just that on television with numerous dogs for years. Some folks believe that no one ever really changes, that folks may learn to hide their spots or disguise their spots, but that they can never really get rid of their spots. Many folks believe that a liar is always going to be a liar, and a cheater is always going to be a cheater, and a gossip is always going to be a gossip. That no matter how hard a person tries, that he can't escape his past nor change his present. That he is what he is, and that we are what we are. Such is the belief of Inspector Javert in the musical Les Misérables, based upon Victor Hugo's classic novel. He pursues a convict by the name of Jean Valjean across the years of his life because Valjean broke his parole after having served 19 years in prison for having stolen a loaf of bread. Javert finds him years later after Valjean has become a well-respected businessman in his community and even the mayor of his town. And yet he seeks to arrest him and have him put back in prison. For no matter what the current condition of his life, Javert says, and I quote, "Men like you can never change." But Valjean did change. His soul had been bought by God. Through the sacrificial and loving gift of a local bishop, Valjean learned the meaning of forgiveness and redemption, and his life changed. Instead of living in hatred and anger and blame, he began to live a life of love and mercy and responsibility. Though Javert would not and could not accept it, the fruit of Valjean's life demonstrated that he had been changed from the inside out. The mercy and forgiveness that had been given to him permeated his heart and began to spread to every facet of his life until he himself became a man of mercy, a man who sacrificed his own life for the sake of another. The story of Jean Valjean is just that. It's a story. But it could have happened. In fact, it did in the life of the Apostle Paul. His heart had been that of a self-righteous hater, breathing out murderous threats against those who were followers of Jesus. He sought to have them imprisoned or even killed for their worship of Christ. That is, until his heart and his life were changed. On his way to Damascus to arrest Jesus' followers, the Lord himself took a hold of Paul, who was then still known as Saul, and he grabbed him by the soul and he opened his eyes to the truth. In that moment and in the days and months and years to follow, Paul came to know Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He was confronted with his own sin and with the Lord's transformative forgiveness. And he was changed from the inside out. The love and the grace and the forgiveness of God began to permeate Saul's heart and life. And it so transformed him that even his name needed to be changed. For in Christ, he had become a new person. The old had gone, the new had come. So complete and thorough was the infectious spreading of Christ's reign in Paul's life that he became a devoted follower of Christ Jesus. More than that, he became a dedicated servant and a leading apostle for Christ Jesus. Well, even beyond that, he gave up everything in his life, including ultimately and finally his life itself for Christ Jesus. Our text today from the Gospel of Matthew and from the mouth of Jesus states, "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into a large amount of flour until it worked all through the dough. Like food coloring in water or salt in soup, yeast placed in dough does not isolate itself to one confined location. It's not like putting a chocolate chip in a cookie or a raisin in a muffin. Rather, it spreads to all the dough. It permeates and affects and changes the entire batch of dough. And so it is with the kingdom of heaven. When a person comes to know the truth of the gospel, that truth that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on a cross to forgive us of our sin and rose from a grave to give us the gift of everlasting life with God in His kingdom of heaven, that truth penetrates that person's heart and it begins the process of then permeating his entire life. It does not and cannot stay inactive, but it begins to spread and diffuse and affect and change and transform that person's life. The power of God's love and grace and forgiveness that we've come to know through Jesus begins a process of transformation that reaches down into the innermost places of a person's being and to his outmost actions. And it can change the heart and the life of anyone, even the thief on the cross, like the one who died next to Jesus. Never underestimate the power of God's kingdom and presence which dwells in you. For in your baptism, God washed you of your sin, and He began a process of transforming you, a process called sanctification, which will extend His kingdom in you to permeate and change and transform you to the likeness of His Son. And thus know that no matter what sin grips you, what temptation threatens you, what guilt burdens you, it will all give way to the kingdom of heaven that is in you. Even now, He is at work in you through His Holy Spirit, and the yeast of His kingdom will continue to transform you even as it has already saved you. To God and God alone be the glory for the grace of His kingdom. Amen.